you need to change anything on it? Because otherwise I will already open it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless things have to suddenly change again.
Much changes?
I don't know, maybe
I didn't
got a new
information.
No, like last
time. I don't need the same information.
Hello, Sebastian.
Hello.
Hello.
I believe Miss Dentel is with us as well, in the control room.
That's where the thinking goes on.
Oh, it's the rule again, always late. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I think you should finish it.
I see some interesting. Okay.
You wish.
People, welcome back.
Welcome.
The third meeting. I have some points I would like to, some issues I would like to point out. First of all, if you make minutes yourself as well, like Sebastian does. Could you put them on the share folder? If you do not make minutes, no problem, but it's easy for me to see what you wrote down, so I can use that in the report. The second thing, I was thinking to myself, I have this little remote control, and I'm talking to it, but I still need to point to the television because it works with infrared. That's quite strange.
Yes.
Okay.
So
we'll come to that later, I think. The agenda for now, are there any pre-discussion questions?
No.
Okay. We will have your individual presentations. Then the decision on the remote control concept and the closing, 40 minutes in total for this. So, I think we can immediately start with the individual presentations.
Okay.
The progress you made. I think it might be smart to look at Ruud's information first, because I understood there are some significant changes in the market situation.
Alright.
Well. Okay.
Just press the OK button.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
My method?
Well, findings. Ease of use is important, but innovation is more important. And the fancy look and feel is even more important. And some fashion watchers found out that the young target group likes fruit and vegetables in their clothes, shoes, and furniture, and that they want spongy material. probably watch too much SpongeBob. The older group still prefers dark colors, simple shapes, familiar material, but since we're concentrating on the younger group.
Wait a second. Could you go to the previous slide? Because I'm taking minutes.
Okay.
Will be important for themes and colors. Yeah, okay. The field measurements will be spongy.
So, do you think when fruit and vegetables are important for clothing and shoes, they are remote controls also?
Well, one example given was this. So, I assume they just want something colorful, not specifically an apple as a remote control.
But they like dark colors, you said.
No, the younger group likes more colorful.
Okay.
Well,
then I suggest the corporate colors are gray and yellow.
Can you go back to the slide?
Which one? This?
This one's slide back. Yes. Okay. And the field material has to be sponge.
Yes.
Has it something to do with that natural feeling also?
Well, it might. But personally, I wouldn't like a sponge as a remote control. Maybe some soft material or something. But not
okay, so,
a
so
sponge.
Yeah, it might not be. It shouldn't be too hard. It maybe rubber or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and like
well,
the older group likes familiar materials, but that doesn't mean we should use wood. So. Well, this is an example of what they would like, but since we're concentrating on the young group, I think we should use soft materials and make it colorful or like cell phones, exchange for colors.
Yeah.
So we could provide both for the young and the old what they like.
Well, that's interesting. You can make a few very colorful ones,
yeah,
and a very traditional.
I was thinking about the banana hammer telephone from Siemens, the yellow rubber.
Yeah.
Telephone. It's a rubber.
Yeah, it is.
Cover.
Yeah.
And it's colorful.
Yeah.
It looks like a banana. You have the fruit. You have the colors.
You
yeah,
know
it's a simple
phone.
Design.
I don't know the phone.
It's the Siemens C25,
yeah.
I believe. It's the one the Postbank gave away.
Oh,
the
very
light blue.
Oh, I know. And it's also in yellow.
Yes, I have seen it.
You know Ruud as well? About
I've seen it. But
okay. 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 Do you have one?
That's one.
Okay. Okay, so the important findings are innovation is more important than ease of use for our target group,
yeah.
And coloring is important and
soft
materials. Okay.
So ease of use is important, but technology is twice as important. And what was even more important?
The fancy you can feel.
So that's the most important thing for
yes.
Our customers.
Fair. Okay, Roel.
Yeah.
Could you do your presentation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really have much to add because most of the things we already said in the previous discussion.
Okay, well, it's good to sum up the things we already thought about.
The previous ideas were voice recognition and the round button for the channel programming and volume. Well, a few interfaces I found on the internet are these. These are both with voice recognition, but they're very advanced and very high tech and just, a weird
shape.
So I suggest I couldn't. I had a small mock-up sign on the of paper. But it didn't work, my pen didn't load the information, so I made a really simple shape on in PowerPoint. But we could make around an oval remote control yellow.
Organic, so it's very good.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking about, maybe we should make very light but a grip. I mean, this is how you hold a remote control.
Yes.
It shouldn't be too
flat, too
slippery. Because
would if you have something like the Siemens phone,
yeah.
It's rubber, so
yeah,
it's easy in your hand.
Yeah.
Indeed.
There are also remote controls with a little shape underneath,
yeah,
where you can put
your fingers,
fingers.
Yeah.
So you can
yeah.
get a really good grip on it. So
yeah.
you don't have to take much pressure to hold
it. Yeah, it grips automatically.
Yes.
Yeah. But okay.
I'll go into that deep in my presentation.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Oh, and to add on the register information, in this interface, we then have high tech with voice recognition and well, the fancy products and so on, and still have the ease of use because we have an easy interface. And all the other remote controls are high tech and buttons
yeah.
and
way too much, I think, for
yeah.
our goal. Yeah.
So if you have the voice recognition, you can program like 30.
Okay,
but I'll go into that because
yeah.
there are some possibilities and some impossibilities. I had a talk with our manufacturing division, and we had a talk about all the different components. Who are in this design. These are the things we've looked at. And of course, I use the web to find my information. About the casing, we have three different casing possibilities. We have the uncurved or flat case. That's the most common remote control form we're used to. It's just a box. I'm sorry, I don't have any pictures of this thing. We have a curved one. It's curved in two dimensions. You have to imagine it's a bit like a wave form. So it's
okay.
a little more advanced in its shape. And we have an even more advanced shape, which is curved in three dimensions. I think you can compare it a little bit with the big gray image you had in your presentation.
Yeah.
The big remote control, something like that. But it's quite advanced. And it's quite daring to use, I think. For these casings, we have different types of finishing. We can use plastic, which is very slippery, maybe not so nice, but you can give it any color, which is the same for rubber, but it's not slippery. We can use wood and titanium. Well, we cannot use the titanium on the double curve cases, and these latex cases, there's just the plastic ones, won't allow the use of solar cells as an energy source, which brings me to the different energy sources. Well, we even seem to have hand dynamos for powering our remote control. You really have to imagine like winding
Great.
A cord.
Well,
and
it would be very new to the market.
It would be very new, but it's kind of a retro style. I
yeah.
think. Well, this is quite interesting. There's also a kinetic energy supply. So when you're watching TV,
like
when you have to make some kind of energy, kinetic energy by shaking the remote or throwing it against the wall. it has to move. That's the sense of it. And you can store the energy in the thing.
I think if I can hook up to that. The kinetic thing
mm-hmm.
is very funny.
It's very funny indeed.
I mean, solar is, of course, it's nice, but it's
mm-hmm.
well, your calculator has a solar panel.
Indeed.
And
but if you're watching a movie, how many times you
take the remote control and
well,
maybe if you have a watch, you have the kinetic idea in a watch also.
Yeah, I know.
You walk and
but
you sit on the couch.
You know from your own watch. Your watch uses a minimal, it consumes a minimal amount of energy. Then the shaking of your body, which is almost every activity makes your body shake, charges it. But the problem here is that it supplies a very little amount of kinetic energy. So I think you have a problem when you're watching a movie and you haven't moved the remote remote control in an amount of time. And you want to switch the channel or something, well, it might not work. So that's something you have to keep in mind.
Okay.
So, but maybe there's a possibility to combine it with traditional batteries, so we can save on the batteries and when there's enough kinetic energy, use the kinetic energy, and otherwise use the batteries.
Okay, because I guess the voice recognition feature consumes quite a lot of power.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'll come to that later.
Okay.
And we, of course, have the traditional solar power, which is just a piece of material on the remote control, which transfers light energy into electricity. The user interface controls. Of course, we have the push buttons, and we also have scroll wheels. And the scroll wheels can also be integrated with buttons, so it's just like a mouse. You can scroll them. You can also push it. In the indicators, we have the LCD displays, which means you can watch in the display which channel you have chosen or something like that, of the amount of volume which is currently. And we also have double scroll buttons, which are just two of these things. So we don't really have the kind of button we had in mind in our last meeting, the thing with the round, the four.
No, we can just make four push buttons in the form of a round.
Yeah, that's possible too. Yes.
But I don't think the scroll wheels, I had some information about it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any possibility for us to use scroll wheels.
Well,
I can't see any scenario where you would use a scroll wheel with a button on it.
Well, me neither. Maybe when you
this
integrate
will be the remote,
yeah.
Right? With maybe a channel selector. What about integrating a scroll bar on this side?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
It's because this is how you keep it.
Yes.
But flawless.
It's quite good. Yes.
Think about a scenario where you would use the scroll button.
Volume.
Well, what he means is there's a button integrated in the scroll wheel. There's no scenario where you use the button in the scroll wheel. You just use the wheel.
Well, what about mute?
About mute. Right?
I guess this is my volume button.
Yes.
And I can either on this side or this side.
That's one possibility. Okay.
And click it to mute the device.
Huh. Okay.
And it makes it different from the traditional devices on this market. So I'm looking for a way to make it a little different than the traditional ones.
Yes.
So maybe I guess that's something you two need to think about. Ruud, what do you think about a scroll bar?
Scroll
wheel.
Well, it's obviously new, so it might attract the young customer.
But it's done before. There are many other devices, like telephones. And there are radio, pocket radios, who use this.
Yeah.
And, well, it's been done years ago, and I don't see it anywhere now. So
well, all the Sony telephones use it, for example, for volume.
Mm-hmm.
Nokia has it, well, okay, it's not really a scroll wheel, but on their side, the volume button is on the side, because you grab it like this.
Yes, but it uses two separate buttons.
Yeah. I know,
it
it's not really a scroll wheel.
There's something
for you
too.
Yeah.
I believe if you have what we've earlier said, the grip places in the remote control, you have your hand on one place on the remote control, so you have to place all the buttons
in the range
Within
of your
reach,
thumb.
yes. You have to.
So in that case, the volume button on the side of the water flow would be perfect.
Okay.
Sebastian, yeah.
Okay, we have to note, if you want to use these rubber double curved case, you must use these push buttons. There's no way you can integrate LCD displays. There's no way you can integrate scroll wheels, because it's all curved. There's
yeah.
There are no flat areas where you can incorporate these things. So that's a limitation. About the components, just the hardware. We basically have three types of chips we can use, and these chips incorporate all the logica and hardware that is needed to send the signal. We have a simple, regular, and advanced chip, and there is something like a sample sensor and sample speaker, which is a little cryptic to me, but I think that's the voice recognition thing that we are thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you can. I have some information about it. In the voice recognition, you say a word, you can program words like
okay.
Volume up.
Okay.
So mute, let's say mute.
Okay.
You program it, you mute, and you give an action to it, just really the mute function.
Yeah.
And when you speak in the remote control, it repeats your saying, so that's the sample sensor.
Okay.
So if you say mute, it says mute again, and then it's what I believe
it
is
performs the action.
Yeah, and
yeah.
then he repeats his action with which he believes it is. So you
yeah.
say mute, he repeats mute, and he makes a computer sound mute, and then goes to the mute
okay.
function.
Okay, so that's basically the voice recognition item we were searching for. Okay, this sample sensor requires a regular chip, I thought. No, well, I'm not very sure. No, it's not in here. If we want to use the LCD display, we really need the advanced version, which is a little bit more costly. If we want to use the scroll wheels, we need the regular version. And if we don't want to use any of these more advanced functions, we can keep with the simple chip, which is a bit cheaper.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Did we already decide on the display?
No, but I think that's something for Ryan.
Yeah,
to
well,
think
I
about.
Don't have. I haven't looked for information about it, but I don't think information. I don't think you need it on display.
No.
Especially when we have to look at costs. I don't think.
No, I don't think you need it.
Oh, any TV can view
on screen display.
On screen, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, my conclusion, unfortunately the market has decided a little other than I thought. I thought the market would like a sort of titanium casing, but they seem to like natural stuff, so maybe we should think about wood finish. I've chosen the more battery with solar cell solution for the energy. It's more reliable, it's cheaper. I don't think we should use the
kinetic
thing.
Okay.
The kinetic thing is a possibility. It's more advanced, but I think you should combine it with batteries.
Okay.
Otherwise,
it's maybe a bit too flashy. Too
well.
Yeah.
It in some way it can give us an advantage because you will save on your batteries.
Yeah, but that's the same with the solar cell.
Yes.
That's
and I think it's more robust. It's
yeah.
more.
But what about
it's more functional.
Market wants colorful designs. So if we use titanium.
No, but
titanium
that's what Sebastian said. He said this is my personal preference.
Okay.
But I understood that the market is different.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So I think we should skip the titanium stuff.
Yeah.
And we should use wood or something like that.
And that would
no, rubber with colors.
Yeah, the old people liked wood.
Oh, okay, so it needs to be rubber.
Yeah, the younger people
yeah.
like the
soft
material.
Okay, spongy.
Yeah.
Okay, these scroll wheels, I think they can be handy. So
and they can be implemented with a regular chip?
Yes, they can, but they really need a regular chip. You cannot.
Okay, but we also we already need the regular chip for the sample.
Well, I'm not very sure. Maybe that's.
Oh,
but do we want the curved design or?
I think so. If you stick with the simple, straightforward, not curved design, it's too
dull.
Dull.
Okay.
I don't think our customers will like it. And if you take the double curves, then you cannot. You can only use the rubber buttons.
Yeah.
You cannot use the scroll wheels. So
okay.
I
okay.
think this is the best of two worlds.
Okay. What about the issue I addressed at the beginning of the meeting? The voice function with the infrared issue.
Yes.
Because
I can imagine. It's very dull to talk to a device if you have to point to another device.
Yeah.
It's very illogical.
But most infrared remote controls don't have to be pointed at all.
Well,
well
there has to be some pointing here. But
it depends
well
also on
you
your.
If you take your hand for it, okay, it won't work. But you can point it and just.
Well, it depends on your walls actually. If you
yeah.
have smooth walls, you're probably right. But if you have carpets on the wall,
or
which our natural loving friends probably do have, then it might be a bit more of an issue.
Yes, because
so
the walls they reflect the infrared light.
Yeah.
So it's easier. I suggest we use the sensor sample. The sample sensor and sample speaker with a regular chip. I think it gives us the advantage.
And the scroll wheels.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I
and
like the scroll wheels.
And skip the LCD part.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any value added.
No.
Well, it looks. Yeah. Well, according to Lute, the market likes.
Technology.
New flashy technology, and
yes.
I mean LCD.
It's not very flashy.
Well, I know, but it's less standard than. Well, we are not very. We do not know much about the financial part. That's the problem, because if we do have enough space in our finance, I would say do integrate it because. It adds a little extra high-tech feeling to it.
We already have the scroll wheels, the speaker condition,
yeah.
The rubber,
I think
the fancy colors.
Okay.
It's too much.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. I think, Ruud, do you have any anything you would like to add or maybe thoughts or? No, Roel, do you have any other?
Nothing more.
The next Sebast? Phase will be what's the next phase?
Well, we need to describe decisions now.
Okay.
So on energy, well, we decided chip. The case, rubber with one curve. User interface.
But can it go with one curved case?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Sorry,
they
cannot
work with double curve.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Then the corporate identity should be in the product. I guess that is something for Roel and Sebastian. You talked about it before, the colors, gray and yellow.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind. And the buttons, well, we talked about it now. The next phase, Sebastian, is the design of the look and feel, the user interface design, and for you, the product evaluation. I'm sure your personal coach will give you more information on that. The ID and the UID need to work together on a prototype drawing on the smart board. And I'm going to plan my holidays.
Okay. So the prototype drawings is for the next.
Yeah, it's when we come back in 30 minutes,
right.
You will have a prototype ready.
Okay. So can you give us a summary of all decisions we've made?
Yeah, I can. Maybe one of you could write it down. Greg. You need to help me.
Start with the casing.
The casing is curved.
Single curved.
Single curved.
Yes. Okay. What about the energy source?
Traditional batteries and solar.
But can I be can I work together? And we have to choose between them.
No, they can be complementary.
What
every device.
It should be. There should be really no problem. There can be some of them. It's no problem.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The energy source is
battery.
Batteries
and solar. Yeah.
What about the finishing of the case? We have decided we want to use the rubber.
Yeah. Colorful rubber. If it's possible with different covers. But I'm not sure if our suppliers can help us with such a wish.
Okay. And I think we should use the company colors, something like black and red, or black and yellow.
Gray and
gray
yellow,
yellow.
Black and yellow. Yeah.
Yellow case and gray buttons.
Yeah, although I don't think that's very colorful. Except for the yellow, of course, but I could think of a more attractive set of colors.
I think it's not very dull, it's quite modern actually. What do you think?
Well, I was more thinking about the fruit colors that Ruud showed us before.
But you have already, must have a red on off button. And
well, it doesn't have to be red.
Well,
I mean, I think these colors are really what our young people are looking for. So maybe it shouldn't even be two colors, it should be a full color cover with such an image. Or I mean,
okay.
Thinking in two colors is too black and white for our market group, I guess.
Oh, black and yellow.
Black and yellow, yeah.
Okay, but I'm afraid it's not possible to print a picture on the device. Because I agree, it would be nice to have something like that on the device itself. But
well, there is. Just a week ago, keyboard manufacturer prints.
Yes,
Fiverr and.
Yes, but our manufacturing department is not so advanced in its techniques. They're actually very small in its techniques.
Okay, so we have to deal with what's possible here.
So I'm afraid it's not possible.
Yeah. Okay. More decisions we made.
Scroll wheel.
The scroll wheel. Yes, the voice recognition. We
voice
already decided.
Voice. Yeah. So scroll wheel, but there will be some additional buttons, I guess.
Yeah.
And they should be spongy, also, because they're rubber too.
I'm going to leave that up to you too.
What did you say? Well. When you use the buttons, they'll be made of rubber too. So
yeah,
it has the spongy feel also.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay.
Yeah, or you could use plastic buttons in the rubber.
I think rubber is nice. Because, I mean, what do you touch the button and what do they want? Spongy devices?
Yeah.
Or
but then you just have the fact that the drums on the buttons will disappear eventually.
Sorry, Lee?
What I said in the first discussion, the digit 6 on the button, it will disappear when it's from rubber.
Is that? Does our
supplier
say so?
It's not something, no information I read about it or so, but it's just from.
Did we include the digits? Or
no, but.
Because things like volume could be placed next to the button.
Yeah. You could place a.
This
would be the button. The scroll wheel, I mean.
Yeah,
and you could place the signals.
So you don't touch
that's possible.
The icons.
But then you have still the images on the rubber of the case. But still, then, if you feel like. If you feel your remote control, you just rub on the cover, so you rub on the painting.
No, no, there's no painting, only
yeah.
yellow or. But it's into
yeah, but
the rubber.
The plus or the minus.
But this is on the plate.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's on the cover. So if you.
I think I know what you understand. I know
you
what
just
you
move
mean.
The problem.
What about making this rubber and making this plastic?
I see what you mean. Well, maybe that's possible because our manufacturing division also offers plastic finishing. So maybe they can combine these two.
Yeah. Well, actually, we should have it the other way around, I guess. A plastic cover with rubber finishing. I mean, this is the finishing. This is what's on the edge, what you feel.
Yeah.
But the front on which the buttons are doesn't have to be rubber. I mean,
I'm not so sure. I think
can you separate
be.
These?
Well, I'm not sure. I have to ask for the manufacturing, but I'm not sure that's what you want because our customers specifically ask for the spongy feel. And that's what you get with rubber. So if you want a spongy feel, you need to make these buttons all of rubber.
I know, but do you touch this or do you touch this? I mean, I never touch between the buttons.
I do. Or the sideways or.
Yeah,
the
side,
back
exactly.
Or
the
back.
Sideways. The side. But do
I
you touch between the these buttons?
Yes, especially when there are a few buttons on it, you have a lot of space to touch. So you just have it in your hand completely or.
Okay. Well, we do not have very much time left. I guess you two have to figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the decision to you because you have to make this prototype. And yeah, you have the most knowledge about the suppliers, the possibilities, and so I'm going to leave the decision with you. Sebastian, did you write enough decisions then?
Not quite. What about the chips? We use the regular chip?
Regular.
Okay.
Yeah.
And. I think it's about it. Yes.
Okay. With those regular chips, we can still control advanced functions. The chip is not really.
The only difference between the advanced and regular version is that the advanced version of the chip supports LCD.
Okay,
so
well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then I think we are quite finished. I'll see you guys in 30 minutes. And
the finishing touch.
Yeah. And if you wrote anything down, could you put it on the shared folder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sebastian has everything.
I know. Well.